At Fort Lauderdale Executive Airport, Banyan Air Service is getting ready to host some high-flying guests. And customer relations manager Bruce Woodrell says he's ready.
It's good to have the crowds back. You know, you got 3 million people out to see the air show. It benefits everybody.
The last time so many pilots and ground crews prepared for high-speed passes and formation flights was 2007. After that, the Fort Lauderdale Air and Sea Show lost its main sponsor, McDonald's. But last year, a group of national and local sponsors stepped in. And this weekend, the extravaganza returns simply as the Lauderdale Air Show.
Some people have a hassle with it, but, you know, that's part of doing business.
And most of the hassles during past air shows involve the traffic congestion and parking problems around Fort Lauderdale Beach. Airshow President Brian Lilly says planners made significant changes to deal with those issues.
The full closure of the A1A Sunrise intersection isn't going to occur until Saturday morning, and in the past that was a day or two longer. So we went through a lot of planning to be able to reduce that impact.
Although the airshow coincides with the annual Broward Navy Days Fleet Week, a scheduling conflict prevented the two events from joining forces. But Lilly says even without the Marine component, there's still plenty to watch.
We've got the United States Air Force Thunderbirds. We've got the Navy SEALs Leapfrog. So we have a SEAL team coming. We've got another jet team, a civilian jet team, Black Diamond. So you've got a lot to see.
We asked listeners through the Public Insight Network to tell us how they feel about the air show's return.
I think it's fantastic. I've missed it.
It draws huge crowds. It makes a lot of money. But on the other hand, if I were a citizen living around there, I would be tearing my hair out.
If it were more of a civilian event, then I would object to it less. I just hate having war, death, destruction shoved in our faces and called entertainment.
No, I think the exact opposite. No offense. We need to celebrate. We've got great airplanes. We've got a great defense system. And these things are highlighted during the Air and Sea Show.
Fort Lauderdale Tourism Chief Nikki Grossman says the show is expected to be a huge economic boon for the city.
The businesses along the beach expect that should bring about $5 million in new money to the hotels and restaurants and businesses along the beach.
But there's one thing no one involved with the show wants to even think about, and that's South Florida's unpredictable weather. Organizers say that most pilots can fly around a passing thunder shower or two. But at Banyan Air Service, Marketing Director Nancy Bouvier says if there's any serious rainfall over the weekend,
we're going to cry because everybody's worked so hard to bring this show to Fort Lauderdale again. So we're wishing for really beautiful weather.
For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Christine DiMattei.